I don't mind guys who like shoujo. I think that's cool. Podcast goes. Oh, sweet. I picked up where I left off this time. Not like usual. So I think a good AMV should have some basic qualities that a regular music video might have, such as cutting on the beat or on the action. That's just a basic concept of editing.
Yeah.
A really prolonged scene that doesn't match the music at all, it doesn't really count. Or if you try it, if you simply match a song, if it's like the Wizard of Oz, Dark Side of the Moon thing, that's not really editing either, so it probably shouldn't count as a music video. If you just match up what you said, what did you say was a classic pairing with the Bewitched soundtrack? The beginning of Earth's Aeon Song?
The Lum season 1 opening, I believe. Not to Bewitched, but to I Dream of Genie.
Oh, I Dream of Genie. If you just set those two things together and let them play straight through and you don't edit it yourself, that doesn't really count.
Also, U2's Mysterious Ways syncs perfectly with the Season 2 Sailor Moon opening. Not many people know this, but
I see.
That's true. Although, I'm not sure if I would agree with that entirely. We already mentioned the Golden Boy Bicycle Race AMV, which is really, that's all that is.
But it cuts on the action and it cuts to the music.
But there's
it is one scene,
true.
But the scene is not played straight through. Requirement is that there... Oh, now we're coming to a stop again on the highway. My requirement is that there is some editing, because without you, the creator... I think of AMVs as a kind of folk art, but in order for it to be an art, it has to have some kind of craft. And
yes.
The craft in this instance is editing. So if there's no editing, it's not really an art. It's just a novelty.
I'll agree with that, although I wonder exactly how much editing there is in the Golden Boy Bicycle Race AMV.
Well, I think there'd be quite a bit.
I don't know.
I think if you watch the episode straight through.
Well, we might want to do that at some point, because I don't think that there's much editing at all.
We can now that I...
Well,
Golden Boy is really good if you haven't seen it.
Golden Boy...
It's not for kids, but...
It's not for kids. Golden Boy is very funny.
There's this Amazon.com knee-jerk reaction review where the person says, the animation quality in this changes drastically from scene to scene. The Golden Boy, like, that's one of the selling points, is that in some scenes, the protagonist is very serious-faced when he's being very serious, and then when he's very silly, it's very SD, or it becomes totally, totally ridiculous.
SD being super deformed.
The animation style changes drastically with the expressions.
Which is part of the joke, if you're familiar with anime conventions.
Right.
Not, you know, conventions, but conventions. Conventions.
Right. The conventions of anime.
You know what I mean.
Not anime conventions.
Not anime conventions.
Man, that's really confusing. Anyway.
I blew my own mind.
All right. So the third review, although our list isn't complete, of what makes a good AMV.
The third review...
There's
was,
the video called Future Girls.
Future Girls.
Set to Sailor Moon. And I don't think it's all of Sailor Moon. I think it's mostly just prior to Uranus and Neptune's introductions in the series, because there's almost nothing of Sailor Saturn until the very end. I'm not holding that against this guy at all.
Yeah.
I'm mostly, when it comes to this video, again, it's a lot of transformation sequences. And I have a lot of questions, not for the AMV creator, but for the song lyricist, because the song has incredibly bizarre lyrics. They're all in English, but it's like, we're future girls and we spin around and around.
Right.
And I'm like, why is there so much spinning in the future? Is everyone trapped in a dryer?
Have you been there?
There's
spin. No, I haven't been to the... My brother asked if I've been to the future, which
I've been
not.
To the future, and there is some spinning, but not as much as we're led to believe in the song.
There are also a bunch of very funny, cheesy lyrics about the future consisting of data banks on computers...
And they're space cruiser recruiters.
Oh.
And that's a pretty good lyric. That's a pretty good lyric, but what's going on here?
Yeah, so the lyrics were fairly distracting. and pretty funny.
I also get the feeling that the last 30 seconds of the video are really good, and a lot comes together there, but it started to choke.
Yeah, or I can't tell if it was me that my VLC player sometimes chokes on my computer, and maybe that's what it was doing, or if... The file was corrupt, like I didn't download all of it, maybe, or what happened there. So we couldn't really... It looked like the video was coming to a really big, good finish, and we couldn't really see it.
Yeah. I would comment again on the lip flaps.
Yeah, there were still a couple scenes where it was like, is this supposed to be synced or not?
There's partial syncing, which is almost worse than no syncing at all.
Well, I think you can do no syncing or all syncing, but when you start to be in that weird middle ground, it starts to be distracting.
It's not just that it's distracting, it looks as though you didn't spend enough time on it.
Yeah. In general, I think you don't want something that will distract people from paying attention to what you've added to the video yourself. Again, it's the craft issue.
Cheese.
Cheese is delicious.
Cheese is delicious.
I love cheese.
So after probably just watching one of these videos on their own, and I wouldn't really think that much about transformation sequences being a focus point, because any AMV generally uses a transformation sequence, because that's where most of the animation is. In a show with almost no movement and really low quality animation, since they use the transformation sequence again and again, they're going to spend the most time animating that and doing a really good job, because it's, you know, the spectacular money shot of the episode, which I guess is a fairly vulgar thing to say, but the transformation sequences get used in a lot of AMVs because you want to pick the most spectacular sequences with the highest quality animation.
And also, in a transformation sequence, it's already set to music.
Yeah.
It's
already going to some sort of beat.
Beat synced, if you will. And I will.
What? What's so funny?
Sure, go on, laugh.
Laugh it up.
Laugh it up.
All right, so...
It's supposed to be funny, right?
When
All three of the
When you're doing
videos,
your podcast, do I heckle you?
I'm not heckling, I'm laughing. It's a good joke.
Right. So all three of his videos focused a lot on the transformation sequences.
Yeah.
More than a normal AMV would. And then it was kind of like, whoa, what's this guy's thing with transformation sequences?
Yeah,
and all of them are about sort of magical girls or whatever. I'm not going to hold that against anyone. I don't mind guys who like shoujo. I think that's cool. It's not.
I'm
cool.
not gonna hold
it's
it against
It's not cool, but
anyone.
I'm a giant nerd.
Well, none of
so
us
I look
is
for,
cool.
I look for nerd qualities in other nerds.
Let's face it.
True.
Are you really
you,
bored?
You can play
maybe?
With these donuts if you want.
No, there's a girl with a cool toy, and I'll cool her.
What? What, in another car?
Yeah.
I've got a shoe.
Nice.
I got all my cool toys in the trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have some centaurs.
If only we had Londo in here. Londo Molinari.
Kill some time.
Mr.
Gallible. Alright, do you have anything else to say about the Sailor Moon video?
No, I think we need to watch it again, and hopefully if we can get the last 30 seconds to run properly, we'll probably do a follow-up review. Or indeed, we'll just wipe this one and
try again. I see. But overall, I think this guy's videos were alright. And if you're just starting out as an AMV editor, or if you've never done it before, you could watch them and get some idea of how this is supposed to look.
Yeah.
Because I suspect that a lot of poorly made subtitled WMVs come from people who have never actually watched an AMV, or they've seen one, and they're like, I want to try that, and they don't really have any idea about, like, the history of the craft or anything.
Which is fine, there's nothing wrong with that. Certainly you have to crawl before you can walk, but that doesn't mean that you've got to upload your video all over the damn place when you recognize that you're just in your beginning stages. I guess maybe if you are stuck in the middle of nowhere and have no friends whatsoever and can't get any other feedback.
Well, if you have five friends and this is the only way you can distribute it so they can all see it.
Yeah, I guess that's fine too.
Or you only have online friends who live in other states.
But there's nothing to be gained except a lot of you sucksor, STFU noob.
Well, hopefully people are following the comment guidelines on animemusicvideos.org and not saying stuff you noob.
No, that's me. I mean, that's
oh,
what
that's
I
you.
Keep posting.
Oh,
that's
I
a
see.
Lie.
Oh.
I've never posted stuff you noob except for once. The guy deserved it.
I see. On Otaku Generation's podcast, they interviewed an AMV creator, a pretty good AMV creator, who, prior to making any videos himself, commented on the most people's videos on animemusicvideos.org of anyone ever. Thousands of comments. The point where, like, when they put up a list of who has left the most comments on AMVs,
right.
And he was at the top by a wide margin. The second place person was one of the guys who, I think, does Otaku Generation, but he was, like, thousands of comments behind the first place guy. But that guy commented 1,000 times, and then he made his own videos. And that's a pretty good plan, because at that point where you've critically analyzed enough people's AMVs, I think he had a hand in writing the guidelines too or something for comments, at that point you're probably ready to make some that are good, because you know what you want to see in an AMV, and you know what others have done, so you have some idea.
Yeah. It's our job to enforce these standards. So basically, if you don't know what you're doing and you upload a crappy AMV, we're going to come over and break your finger.
No, yes, we go to your house and beat you up, just like in the Jay and Silent Bob movie. You said this movie sucked and kicked the crap out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they had.
That's a pretty good concept, but that wasn't
that's
a very good movie.
That was a really bad movie.
Yeah.
It had a monkey in it.
It did have a monkey, and that was pretty funny.
Way to go, Kevin Smith. I've lost all faith. Our theme music is by Analog Lights, a division of Giant Spider, Inc. For more information, email steve@giantspiderinc@hotmail.com. The general contact information, if you're listening for the first time, check out our show notes at ninjaconsultant.com. You can also friend us on LiveJournal. Our LiveJournal name is Ninja Consultant. You can email us at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com.
If you don't have anything else to do.